Off the Ball, GAA.
Reportedly that Brian Fenton has retired. The thing is, he's just 31. While he may be just 31, it's a decade, an unbelievable decade with the Dubs.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Munster appoint a former Northampton director of rugby as a performance consultant. The latest on Jordy Barrett's potential debut in Bristol. And Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins on the prospect of playing at Castlebar's McHale Park. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Munster have appointed Chris Boyd as their new performance consultant. The 66-year-old Kiwi will support interim head coach Ian Costello and the wider coaching group over the coming months, in addition to providing support, they say, to the wider aspects of team performance. Boyd is a former director of rugby at Northampton, having led the Hurricanes to Super Rugby's title in 2016 prior to that. Costello says Boyd will arrive this week, staying in place until the end of January, when the pool stage of the Investec Champions Cup makes way for the Six Nations. Leinster are not giving a timeline on Tadhg Furlong's recovery from a hamstring injury. The province said today that the tight head picked up the injury during the Autumn Nations series, in which he failed to get any minutes. However, it had been claimed by the IRFU that Furlong carried a hamstring injury into their Algarve training camp. Ahead of Sunday's Investec Champions Cup pool opener away to Bristol, Leinster scrum coach Robin McBride wasn't giving anything away to me regarding Furlong's injury or its timeline.
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell you. No, I'm going to stay well clear of that one, because I'll get myself into trouble, because I'll be just guessing.
Jamie Osborne misses out on that trip to Bristol, having picked up a groin injury in Ireland's win over Fiji, while flanker Will Connors skips the trip to Ashton Gate, having sustained a hamstring injury. Ryan Baird, though, is available this week, having come through the return to play protocols, and both Tommy O'Brien and Paddy McCarthy have returned to full training. Success in the Champions Cup is a huge target for Leinster this season, according to McBride.
Well, listen, we've failed on three occasions, but we got to the final, and there's a couple of ways you can look at that, really. Do you know what I mean? And the way we're looking at it, we need to get ourselves in that final again and give ourselves the best shot at winning it again. Now, we know it's a long road to get there, and the quality of teams, you know, no disrespect to the United Rugby Championship, but there's a step up in level now, you know, in this Champions Cup. You know, teams are getting better and better, and you know, if we can get there again, great. But, you know, I've enjoyed the journey the last three seasons. But as much as you can enjoy the journey, you know, it'd be great to get over the line. But listen, it's a different energy around the Champions Cup. There's a different feel to it. And, you know, it's great to have the internationals back this week. It's a good motivator for the players to get their teeth into, I feel.
Sunday's game could see the debut of All Black Jordy Barrett, but again, McBride was cautious on that front.
Yeah, he hasn't undergone all the protocols, but just one day at a time, and they'll just monitor how he progresses with the more intensity. But he's looking good anyway. I'm sure he's a second row, looking at the size of him anyway. So, he's good. He knows a couple of people from previously. Obviously, there's a New Zealand connection, and Brian Colclay, our analyst, they both went to the game on Saturday, the Irish game on Saturday. So, he's getting plenty of welcome here.
Jordan Larmour, though, can't wait to begin their Champions Cup pool campaign.
Yeah, it's massively exciting, you know, especially with Europe just around the corner. You know, obviously, we have big aspirations to hopefully win a trophy at the end of it. So, you know, Europe for us is huge. And, you know, it's very exciting times ahead. We've got two big games coming up. Obviously, Bristol this Sunday, which is going to be a massive challenge for us. You know, just in the way they play the game, the individuals they have, they can score tries from anywhere. And, you know, their style of rugby as well. They're looking to, you know, keep the ball alive, offloading game, run the ball. So I think it'll be a really exciting game this week. We'll definitely have to be on it in defence, because as I said, they're very dangerous. But it's a hugely exciting challenge, and one we're all really looking forward to.
Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healy. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healy, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Ulster centre Ben Moxham is facing an extended period on the sidelines. They say he suffered a significant knee injury during Friday's URC defeat at the hands of Leinster at the Kingspan Stadium. Moxham is to see a knee surgeon this week. John Cooney is out of Sunday's Champions Cup opener with Toulouse, having picked up a hamstring injury on Friday night. It is hoped, though, that Zach Ward could return to the fray with Ulster in need of wingers after Jacob Stockdale suffered a hamstring injury on Ireland duty. Ward has completed the return to play protocols after sustaining a concussion. Connacht begin their Challenge Cup pool campaign on Saturday at home to Zebre. Shane Bolton had a scan on a foot injury he picked up in their URC defeat to the Vodacom Bulls, while Joe Joyce has a similar injury, and both will definitely miss Saturday's game. Head coach Pete Wilkins, though, hopes to have Peter Dooley and Josh Ione back for the festive Interpros with Leinster and Ulster. A red card to Sean Jansen contributed to Connacht going in at the break 28-0 down to the Bulls last weekend, and Wilkins wants a response from his Connacht players this week.
You know, any game and any home game in particular is welcome so soon after that Bulls result. And I think for two reasons. One, because we can't be going 28-0 down at home and, you know, expecting to attack any competition seriously if that happens too often. But also, we've been such a strong team in the first quarter of games so far this season on the whole. I want to see a response from the players in terms of how we start this game, the sort of intensity around the contact, but also the movement around the pitch, the sort of intensity we bring to both of those things. So look, the fact that it's Zebre in the Challenge Cup, as I said, any game at this stage, particularly in front of our supporters again, it is important for us to show that what we did last week wasn't reflective of the sort of team that we want to be this season. And we can only change that by getting out there and doing the business.
And the Connacht head coach has welcomed the decision of the GAA to make Castlebar's Mikael Park available for a URC date with Munster in March.
Well, I was still very much in the discussion phases. I think that announcement from the GAA was really to give the green light for the conversations to go ahead from their perspective. So, you know, progress, I'm not sure on a timeline for it. But certainly from our end, as I said previously, I think it's a really exciting prospect. Firstly, to play in a venue like that, but also secondly, to take the game to a different bit of the province and potentially get even more fans in there. So, you know, we're really in favour of it, and, you know, we'll listen along with everyone else to see how those discussions pan out.
Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle looks set to be without Paul Boudon for their entire Champions Cup pool campaign, which includes January's visit of Leinster. The back rower suffered a shoulder injury playing for France last month, and O'Gara has ruled him out of their first two pool fixtures. The La Rochelle head coach is worried that Boudon could be absent up until the start of the Six Nations. And finally, Dragons back row Ollie Griffiths has retired from rugby after being diagnosed with a tumour on his spine. The 29-year-old says while he remains optimistic about his treatment, complications will prevent him from returning to the sport. Griffiths made his only full Wales appearance against Tonga in 2017 before featuring in a non-capped match against the Barbarians in Cardiff 2 years later. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.